This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Assholes, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, second and third segments, we are going to be having Philip B. Haney with us, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS. He will be up with us to bat second and third segments on today's show. With that said, let's cover what we can cover in the meantime. Getting into positions of power is all part of the Muslims' goal to enforce Sharia law. Now, this all coincides with the 90 Muslims in the United States of America that are running for public office, okay? Getting into positions of power is all a part of the Muslims' goal to enforce Sharia law. Muslims don't want to assimilate. They want to take over. They do not want to be your friend. They want to kill you. There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim, and there never will be. If we do not speak out, educate people, and vote against these people, this will no longer be America. This is all said by Deplorable Cal. On her website, if you'd like to check it out. Now, friends, I got a question for you. So, and lest you believe that maybe, Bradley Dean, why are you picking on these people? I'm not picking on these people. It was like when someone said to me, Bradley, why are you constantly going after Barack Hussein Obama? I had to set the record straight and say, wait a second, I'm not going after Barack Obama. I'm not going after the Muslims. I'm not going after those that are violating the law, friends. I'm protecting myself from them that are attacking me. Let's put this into perspective, okay? So, with that said, I got a question for you. Who are the Amorites? Who are the Hittites? Who are the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites? Who are they, friends? Who are the Amalekites? And, folks, I could sit here for the next hour just naming you names of the certain groups of people in the Bible that were opposed to God and righteousness. Okay? So I just told you my question. I gave you the answer to my question. I just gave you an exclamation point to the question mark. Who are these people? Folks, there's a righteous people and there's a wicked people. And the difference is we need to take the time to make distinction as to who the righteous people are and who the wicked are. And no matter how many times I get on this radio program and give you quotes, folks, directly from them of the Muslims talking about how they want to infiltrate, how many times they've been exposed for their Hamas tie tears, their terror ties, forgive me, and their fundings, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, people still act like I'm talking about a third world country. Or what about the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? How come we're not talking about that? How come that's all being done stealth-like, covert-like, friends? How come this is not out in the open? Well, I want to go back, take a step, because I want people to understand that there is no coexisting with people that follow such a religion. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Also, when you read Judges 5:8, you will find that the Bible tells us that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. And I am absolutely humored over and over and over again when I drive down the street and I see people with these stickers that say coexist. Really? Coexist? I mean, has anybody taken the time to read the Quran? Has anybody taken the time to read their history, which exposes the very people that I'm highlighting even now? Because when we go back, friends, to the founding days, the founding era, during the Revolutionary War, concerning our forefathers and what it is that they established, did you know that the Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office was, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore? Maybe that's why today in the present, those that serve we the people still put their hands on the Bible and swear to God and man that they will uphold the laws found within that Bible, which ally themselves on common law, friends, in the United States, the Mosaic Constitution, where our enumerated laws are found and extracted from, namely that Bible, 34% of them, by the way. Did you know that Pennsylvania's Constitution states, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked? Maybe this is why Moses and the Ten Commandments are above the Supreme Court chambers. Maybe when you look across civil buildings in the United States of America, maybe that's why you see Moses everywhere and John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone and their quotes inscripted on these buildings throughout the United States of America. When you go to Massachusetts, that constitution is along the same lines. If you go to North Carolina's constitution, it says, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. Wow. I didn't know that, Bradley. I know that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Folks, you have 90 Muslims in the United States of America running for public office. Sharia law is incompatible with we the people in our Constitution. I want to tell you this, folks. You are under siege. There's no doubt about it. There is a conquest rolling out even now as we speak. And the American people who sit back and stand back and watch this take place in their country have the audacity to ask the question, why is this happening? Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because it will tell you to a T as to where we're at in this country and why we're in trouble. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. And going back to Leviticus, go to 26, verse 15 and start there. Folks, what's going on in your country? Did you know that the court said back in the time of the revolution and shortly thereafter in 1811, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to manifestly to the dissolution of civil government? What's been underway for the last 60 and 65 years in this country, America? Incrementally, slowly, through a siege. And Americans, we can blame nobody but ourselves for what we have tolerated. Are we in trouble? Well, I guess we're going to find out because we're going to pull up Philip Haney, founding a member of the Department of Homeland Security. If you'd like to ask him any questions, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to come back with founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS, in March of 2003. And we're going to ask him, goodness sakes, brother, what's happening in America today? 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just received a text out of Dallas, Texas, relaying the message that 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis. There's something strange going on with the stream. I thought the timing was impeccable. And why do I say that? Well, we have none other than Philip Haney, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, online with us, author of See Something, Say Nothing, a best-selling expose on the Obama administration, and the submission to the goals and policies of the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as other Islamic groups operating here in America and around the world. Welcome to the show, Philip. If I spend any more time on your bio, I'm going to spend the next two segments just highlighting your achievements. You're very accomplished, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you for joining us on such a short notice once again. And with that said, Philip, there's such a plethora of information, of history on you, Philip, that to say, let's start here, I don't even know what to say, but let's do this. Let's go back to September 11th, and let's just talk about how the Homeland Security was developed and what was the reason Homeland Security was developed, just to kind of lay it out and what this is all predicated upon, please.
Well, the premise was that we needed a unified law enforcement approach to counter terrorism, and that rather than having separate agencies, that they would be all combined into one agency, and that would be called the Department of Homeland Security. And it began to be put together in March of 2002, but it took about a year for all the pieces to be put in place. And in March of 2003, it was formally inaugurated, and that's how I became a founding member of the agency. I was literally there from the very first day, which is important as we go along. Why I say that, because it wasn't an outside observer, meaning And I didn't merge in to the traffic lanes 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. I was there from the literal very first day. I saw what the agency was created for, what our original founding mandate was, and I, over time, saw what it finally became, which was way off the road, way, way far away from what we were originally founded to do.
How long did it take that turn or that reversal to take effect? Did this start transpiring under that of Barack Hussein Obama, or did you see this during the latter years of George W. Bush?
Exactly right. The last half of George Bush's second term, I'd say midsummer of 2006, is when it started emerging like a submarine up out of the deeper water. And that was the first time that my chain of command came after me, was for investigating Hamas. I think we all know who Hamas is. And I wrote an open source article called Green Tide Rising without any use of classified information at all. It was based on the election that took place in February of 2006 when Hamas was elected to take over government of Gaza. And I was turned in by the CIA. They accused me of unethical use of classified information, and my own agency, Customs and Border Protection, under DHS, investigated me and asked me every kind of conceivable question you can think of. All the while, remember now, Hamas is already a designated terrorist group, and that we're an agency that was founded to protect America from terrorism. So you tell me why they would investigate me for writing an open source article about a globally designated terrorist group. But they did. That really happened. That was 06.
I would say that was very telling, as a matter of fact. Interesting that you would tell us, because this I did not know, that it began to go the opposite direction as to what it was intended for during the latter years of George W. Bush. It kind of reminds me, Philip, of General Wesley Clark. After September 11th, they did not know who to attack. And Wesley Clark kind of chuckled it off. You can go online and watch this, as a matter of fact. And he said, well, we're going to go after Iraq because we have a military that can go and conquer nations. And then they named five other nations along with Iraq. And so they, as things transpired, they began to just pick and choose as to what they were going to do and to basically blame other countries and the countries that they wanted to blame. And it was also interesting that General Wesley Clark said concerning that point that if there was no oil presence there, we wouldn't have our military there. But that aside, and going fast forward, did things begin to spin out of control with Homeland Security once Barack Hussein Obama was put into place?
Yes. It went from first gear to overdrive very quickly. November of 2008, of course, is when the election was held, and November of 2008 was also a major turning point. And from a law enforcement officer's perspective in how we handled counterterrorism, and that was the conclusion of the Holy Land Foundation trial, which remains to this day the largest counterterrorism trial that's ever been held here in America. And we proved irrefutably in federal court with the DOJ in Dallas, Texas, that there was a network of organizations and individuals who that were taking money from the local mosque, funneling into the organization and giving it to Hamas directly overseas. And this was called the Holy Land Foundation trial. There were five individuals who were indicted and found guilty on 102 counts of providing financial support to a globally designated terrorist organization. And along with them, there were, let's say, 150 other affiliated individuals and organizations. And this is where it gets really serious. Those other organizations include ones that our current candidate on the Democratic side for Attorney General is still affiliated with to this very day. And I'm talking the Council on American Islamic Relations, other groups like the Islamic Society of North America, North American Islamic Trust. They're still operating today. And I think everybody listening to your show probably knows a lot about CARE because they're constantly in the press. They just released a report yesterday, no, Tuesday, attacking the basic core structure of the conservative movement within Minnesota, calling them racists and bigots. Mm-hmm. And this organization should have been, by rights, shut down 10 years ago by the federal government. But when President Obama came in, he not only failed to shut these down and go to the second phase of the Holy Land trial, which was the original plan, he did just the opposite. He brought the individuals that were leaders of these organizations into positions of influence and authority within the federal government. And that's where the head-on collision began, between law enforcement officers like myself, armed federal law enforcement counterterrorism specialists, who were encountering the very individuals that they were supposed to be investigating, who had been brought into positions of influence and authority within the federal government. That is like the, you know, the collision, the clash of the titans. And it created chaos and havoc within law enforcement. And we're still recovering from it to this very day.
Recovering. Because I was going to bring that up, but I was kind of going to let this roll out a little bit longer. I'm just curious, because what we're seeing today, Philip, is said mayors, if you look at constitutional U.S. federal code, you'll see that they're actually felons that are drawing these people into their prospective cities illegally all across the United States of America. We also have, not only that being said, but we also have 35 jihadi camps, according to CNN in 2009 and Fox News, Sean Hannity reported that there was 35 jihadi camps on American soil back in 2009, and yet nobody's talking about this, and it seems more than not that the CIA-controlled media is giving cover to those that mean to destroy this country. What say you?
I say, when you were talking, you remind me of a verse in the Bible, Matthew, I believe. Unto whom will I liken this generation? You are like children who play in the marketplace, but you will not dance. Or who sing a sad song and will not mourn. It doesn't matter what tune they played in the marketplace. They had no intention of dancing. It doesn't matter what piece of information you lay on the table. Whether it's just as irrefutably proven black and white, there it is right in front of you. Or it's something a little bit more abstract, or a little bit less, a little bit not quite as clear cut, a little fuzzier. It doesn't matter, because up to now at least, the whole structure, with a few exceptions, of the federal government, both the executive and the legislative branch, have absolutely refused to respond to whatever tune that law enforcement specialists might try to play. And disregard it no matter how we put it. It doesn't matter how we put the evidence. They will not respond to it, period. At least
we're going to take a quick... We're going to take a quick break. We got Philip Haney, founding member of Department of Homeland Security. We'll be right back on the other side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Honduran migrants in a massive caravan surged across a bridge leading to Mexico before being halted in a chaotic confrontation with Mexican police in riot gear. Speaking at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, President Trump says he's pleased with Mexico's initial response to that situation.
It's being stopped as of this moment by Mexico. So we appreciate very much what Mexico is doing. As of this moment, I thank Mexico. If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military. Not the guard, we're calling up the military.
In our other top story, Saudi Arabia maintains writer Jamal Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia, died in a fistfight at the consulate in Turkey. 18 Saudis are being detained as suspects. President Trump comments on that situation.
Well, I think it's a good first step. It's a big step. It's a lot of people involved, and I think it's a great first step.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking with Philip B. Haney, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security. By the way, if you'd like to call in and talk to Phil at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Philip, you had just said right before the last break, the end of last segment, that no matter what piece of evidence you get, no matter what you lay out on the table, you said that these legislators, those in federal governments, and probably local as well, basically are stonewalling any evidence that you may have concerning those that are here in conquest of the United States of America. Can you reiterate that and expound a little bit, please, for us?
I'll start with mentioning that I've been to Congress 65 times. That's 6-5 since the spring of 2012. So we're talking, how long is that? 6 years now? 10 times a year on average, a little more. Basically once a month. Giving every sort of briefing that you can imagine, in most cases classified. Laying it out in this linear, methodical, and precise details I possibly could. And I always, almost always get what I call the patented look, the OMG moment, when at least for a few seconds or a few moments they see that it's real and that what people like myself are sharing, we're called subject matter experts within our field. That's an acronym used within the federal government, SMEs. That it's real. And this is their obligation.
That's what they took the oath of office for. That's why they're really there in Washington, is to stand up for our Constitution and defend our country from threat, both foreign and domestic. And in virtually every single case, it would be something like, Mr. Haney, we need to protect you, and we need to protect your information, and then turn around and do exactly the opposite.
Yep.
And I really hate to say that, but unless we remedy the situation that led us to where we are today by standing on constitutional principles and law enforcement statutes, then it's inevitable that the same kind of thing, meaning attacks, are going to continue to happen until we do find the wherewithal and the courage to address it and identify it and call it for what it really is, which it seems very few people are willing to do.
Our founding forefather, the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into the United States, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. When you're sharing with us, Philip, that you were ostracized, you were suspect for doing your job by these agencies that have been put in place behind the guise of protecting the American people, which in fact are doing the opposite, I believe that's quite telling as to who's responsible for what's taking place on a global scale. I mean, we're seeing this not just in the United States of America. We're seeing this in Canada. We're seeing this in Europe. We're seeing the Muslims are being used on a global scale to dominate. And that's not way out there. I mean, this is what's really happening. And in the state of Minnesota, we're seeing this big time. We just had four Muslims. They gave their victory speeches in Arabic. Four of them won the primaries. One of them is Keith Ellison. One of them is Ilhan Omar, who's being called into question for ethics violations, misappropriations of funds, questions and allegations of her marrying her brother. What doesn't seem to hit with the American people is that it's happening here, Philip. And no matter how many times I reiterate the point that we're not talking about a third world country anymore. We're talking about what's taking place in the United States of America. And it seems that since September 11th, it's been the American people that have been labeled the terrorists more than the terrorists themselves, at least the terrorists that have been identified by the media over the last 17 years. Again, what say you?
I say that Islam is like water. It takes the shape of the glass that it's in. And that on average, you will find that people will get more upset that you even discuss this topic, just the yep. mere discussion of it, than actually getting upset about anything that's happening not only here in Minnesota or in America or on a global level. It doesn't even take 2 minutes to find out how many different kinds of conflicts are going on in different countries around the world because of the influence of Islam. And I've been here in the state for 6 weeks now, and I'm an outsider. I'm a former law enforcement officer. For me, it's as clear as the bright noon day. And I'm here to help participate in the political process and help people from Minnesota make the choice on this important election to put people in office who are actually going to stand up and defend the Constitution. If you look at it from that perspective, it should make the decision a whole lot easier. But I am hopeful. I don't want people to miss that, because I do have the advantage of traveling all over the country and getting let's call it a 30,000-foot view. And, yes, I'm in Minnesota, but I've been all over the country for the last 2.5 years. And I saw the red wave. I saw the underground current get stronger and stronger in the lead-up to the presidential election. And if anything, I feel that it's the same now, if not stronger, than it was in the lead-up to the presidential election. But if anybody's out there wondering what to do, question mark, like a butterfly flying around there in front of them, simply call the campaign office of one of the Republican candidates and ask him, what can I do? What would you like me to do? Hand something out, make phone calls, start with that. That's the simplest way to get involved, because this is not something that happens every year or even every decade, friend. This is a generational moment. And we really do need to carpe diem, seize the moment, and get involved in the process in the next 3 weeks. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm motivated from. Yes, I am. I take it serious because for me, it's not theoretical. I know what it would be like to work under somebody like Heath Ellison, who is affiliated with the very same organizations that we started this conversation. I don't mean sort of or kind of. I mean directly. I already know what it's like as a cop to work under a chain of command with those kind of people at the top. And believe me, you don't want to find out. You really don't.
Let's take it to the present. Just recently, and I'm talking about over the last couple months here, we had a couple Muslims in New Mexico, heavily armed, training up 13 children. They found one young dead boy as well, with tunnels going into this compound in New Mexico. They were caught red-handed, and I guess the children were being raised up to commit jihad in public schools and against law enforcement in the United States of America. This is just in the last couple months. With that said, that is the tip of the iceberg concerning the potential for terrorism and terror attacks again in the United States of America. What has changed since Donald Trump has been there? Because what we found shortly thereafter, once they were exposed for who they were, it was the FBI that came in and destroyed all the evidence once they were uncovered. What's
just
different?
Like they did with when I was active duty. I thought of that immediately when I heard that they bulldozed the site. They did the same thing with the information, the intelligence information that myself and people like me put into our classified database. They went in with a IT bulldozer and removed it completely out of the databases. So they've been doing this kind of thing, like Hillary Clinton, you know, scrubbing 30,000 emails for quite some time now. But it happened inside the walls of the federal government before it ever broke out into the public where we could see blatant displays of poor law enforcement, like bulldozing the compound, you know, so quickly. Why were they in such a hurry to obliterate everything? And what's more, the father of those individuals is Siraj Wahaj. He's a very well-known Salafi pro-Sharia anti-American kind of imam operating out of New York, who's closely affiliated once again with exactly the same organizations that I've already been talking about since the beginning. And why is it that they are always so eager to like erase the blackboard before we even get a chance to read anything on it and then say, move on, move on? Yet, as bad as that might seem, it is actually better than it was.
It's better.
I'm hopeful.
I'm with you too. And you know, I trust God is really what it comes down to. Philip, I have 2 minutes left with you, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts. Let me do this because I've got you for two more minutes. What would you tell 103 outlets, affiliates across the United States of America? What is it that they need to know, and what is it that they need to do?
Well, since we're talking specifically about Minnesota right now, I would say everybody in the country that has a friend or connection to Minnesota, call them, text them, tweet them, and get them and encourage them to stay or get involved in the electoral process and make sure that we elect individuals who are going to represent not only the civil law of Minnesota, but the constitutional law of the federal government and start protecting our borders, because whatever happens in Minnesota is not going to stay in Minnesota. This isn't like Las Vegas. It's going to go everywhere. Now's the time to stand up and open a can of spinach like Popeye and get involved in the process. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate, you know, it's interesting. This is just running through me. It's interesting. These same said representatives are the one pulling, you know, these Muslims into their prospective cities illegally in many ways. They're also the ones trying to disarm the American people at the same time. But Philip Haney, founding member of Department of Homeland Security, how do we get a hold of you really quick?
Well, thirdrailtalk.com. That's a portal for me. Thirdrailtalk.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We just had Philip Haney, founding member of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, with us over the last few segments. And it's, if I would have just heard this interview, having not known the information that you just received, I'd be freaking out. And it's surreal to the American people. They don't want to believe that it's happening here. It is happening here. Since September 11, 2001, I've shared this with you a million times over. You, America, have been under attack. You, America, have been under conquest. Look what's taking place on a global scale. Okay, forget that. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the United States of America. Halfway through George W. Bush's term, George W. Bush, reverses the whole purpose of Homeland Security. Philip Haney does his job. He's suspect by one of the agencies that have been created to give you the illusion that they're there to protect you, when in fact that's not the case at all. And also keep in mind that it was Harry S. Truman that said of the CIA that in 1947 he would have had nothing to do with it had he known that they would have been the modern version
of Hitler's SS. What's happening, America? Philip Haney doing his job, reporting to his superiors as to the things that he's finding concerning terrorism and terroristic threats in the United States of America? And he's questioned to no end? He goes to the federal government, he goes to the Congress, and they have the OMG response, oh my God. Folks, you have these things taking place in the United States of America like that, what took place in New Mexico, that which took place in Valley Fair, that which took place at Crossroads in St. Cloud, Minnesota, when this Muslim walked in with a security outfit on, took two knives, one in each hand, and started stabbing people that said that Allah was not God or didn't agree that Allah was God. And he was shot down by a police officer that was off duty. Praise God for that. But the point is, friends, these people are being emboldened for a reason. What is it? We have jihadi camps in the United States of America. The media is not covering a word of it. When the crimes are committed, friends, they have to let it fade away before they actually tell you who the responsible party was, if they even do it then. You have the FBI coming in and destroying sites like that again, going back to New Mexico. Folks, you're under attack. I don't know what about that you don't understand. You're under siege. There's a conquest going on in this country under the guise of an administration that means to do you good. But yet we're not seeing judgment fall upon the heads of the wicked. And yet Isaiah 26:9 tells us that when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Where is that judgment that preserves our liberties? We're not seeing any of it. The media is distracting us by the charades and the circus of politics and the theater that they're playing out on a 24/7 basis, but they have you distracted from what's really taking place in your country. Well, say what you will. But again, one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to say over the last 20 years of ministry is, I told you so, and I don't like to say that, and I don't mean to be arrogant about it. I'm just saying sincerely, I'm trying to tell you what I know to be true. I know what I hear, and I know what I see. And God is faithful. Let's put it this way. God is very faithful to tell us what's going on. America is under systematic judgments, chastisements, afflictions, that you might turn back unto him, America. That's what's going on. But it's going to get hotter and hotter and more real on a daily basis. Because again, I told the gubernatorial candidate for a state this morning, he's a friend of mine, I told him this morning, I said, my friend, listen, God's going to get the people's attention one way or another. He is going to get your attention one way or another. And it doesn't have to be this way. Read 1 Kings 8 when you get a moment, friends, the whole thing. Read it slow. America, you need to repent. And it's not optional. Again, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Read Acts 20, verse 21 as well. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You have violated God's moral law, every single one of you, myself included. We need a Savior from our sin, friends, not a Savior to keep us in our sin and expect to go on with the things of God. Nope. Nope, that's not going to fly. It's not going to work. It never has, and it never will be. When you seek the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you will find him. He promises that. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. America, it's on. It's real. And not only are these things taking place that Phil Haney was talking about in your backyard, just like a friend of mine said not too long ago, this is a problem, America, you're not going to be able to run from. They're coming, and they're coming in numbers, and they mean to conquer. And you need to ask your said representatives why they're standing down and shutting up, outside of the fact that I already can give you the answer to that statement. into that question that you might ask them because they're compromised. They're controlled. They're doing what they're told to do because if they don't, then they're going to be exposed for the things, their compromises towards our law. You're in trouble. You're under siege. And we are talking about what's going on in your country today. Today. And take note to what Phil Haney said. Who it was that was destroying the evidence. Who it was that was turning the law against those that were doing their job. Who is it? It's the agencies that have been created since September 11th. But again, friends, that's all you have to do is study a little history. And you can see the model being played out again in your backyard. You are in it. You must respond. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I think what's so incredible about the Sons of Liberty and our ministry and what we do is the fact that just like the topics that we're talking about here today on the radio show, we are bringing forth the truth of what is going on, not only in our particular state, but in America, and blowing the trumpet and saying we have a job to do. We all need to get involved. I can't tell you how many different channels we run on a daily basis, pouring our hearts to people, sharing the gospel message, bringing forth the truth, and working day in and day out to make sure that this message is heard across America. And for those of you who are listening and you say, I'm so happy that your ministry is there doing what you do. I'm so happy that you're sounding the trumpet. I don't hear this anywhere else. I don't hear this in my church. I don't hear this from the radio stations and programs. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate that, and we're glad that you're there, but we want you to take part with us in helping us to continue this mission so we can continue to bring forth this message of truth all over America. We're asking you, if you are listening to this radio program and you have been blessed by it, you've been convicted by it, you feel like, hey, I want to get behind this, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on our Spread the Word button. There you will find how you can become a part of our ministry by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, because we're getting new affiliates all the time, for those you're just tuning in, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a program where you can support this work on a monthly basis. You choose whatever level of membership is right for you. All your donations are tax deductible, but more than that, you are taking part with us in bringing forth this message across America and doing good throughout the United States as well. Now, I want to give you this little note that I just received not too long ago from a listener of the radio program. He said, Bradley, thanks for all you do. I've been listening to your podcast on so-and-so for about a year now, after hearing your radio station in Park Falls, Wisconsin. God bless you and your family. Your wisdom is passed on to others, and I am in the link. And his name is Rob. There are people out there just like Rob who have picked up on the Sons of Liberty radio station for one reason or another. They're beginning to hear the truth, and they're saying, hey, wow, I've been blessed by this. I want to support this. And they're beginning to jump on board. You know, sometimes it can be frustrating. I was just talking to a lady yesterday, and I was just pouring out my heart to as far as what we do and the channels we're running and how many people we're reaching and being spent kind of burning the candle at both ends. And I got this response that says, well, I don't think we can support you. You know, we're supporting these other things. And in looking and kind of comparing these other things that they're supporting, I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, I wish they was going more towards something that was actually making a dent, you know, doing something for good. Because a lot of ministries and organizations, they have, you know, nice slogans, things like that, but what are they actually doing? You know, Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. And we have the fruit of over 360 public high schools, thousands of events that we've done literally across this nation, a radio program that's growing, and we're asking you to join together with us and helping to support. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, scroll down, choose whatever level of membership is right for you. And again, we totally appreciate your support. God bless you all.
Love you what you do.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.